Hello, it is Friday the 30th of November 2012, and you are listening to episode 5 of The Lose Bag. Returning once more is me, Ed. Dan.
Yay, me.
Nick.
Also me.
And Henry. How are you doing, Nick?
Yes, also me.
Oh, me? I'm doing peachy.
Of course. He's always peachy, aren't Nick?
I thought he might have plummeted into melancholy.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
That was a good one, Ed.
Yeah.
I know, I stole it from last week.
Yeah,
I remember he did.
You totally haven't been planning to say that all week.
And I only listened to the podcast earlier today.
Whoa. He's witty. So, he's witty, this one.
He's current.
I came up with the plum thing all by myself.
Oh. Of course you did.
Okay.
How are you, Henry?
I'm an academic. I'm an academic, I mean, that's what I meant to say, yes. I'm an academic, so excuse me while I just take a swig.
Although, as we discovered last week, they are one and the same.
What, alcoholics and academics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stress that comes with being an academic, Dan, I'll have you know. And that often leads to alcoholism. Great. And hair loss.
Oh, well, I haven't seen you for a while, so I hope when you come home
bald.
You're not bald.
That would be that would be funny.
Well, hopefully I've done my comb over well enough that you won't notice, but, you know.
I can imagine that.
Anyway, how are you, Dan?
I'm feeling good tonight.
You're not dying from diabetes or multiple sclerosis?
No, I never went to the doctor because I figured
cancer.
I figured Dr. Nick and WebMD were a perfect combination.
We're good consultants.
Yeah.
Still don't get paid
Dr.
yet.
Nick.
Where's my fee, Dan?
With WebMD, I suppose.
Ah, bastard.
WebMD was just his research tool. He was the consultant.
He was like my understudy who I abused.
You don't mind if WebMD sits in on this talk, do you?
Hello, I am WebMD. You have cancer.
We should really hook up that WebMD guy with the Skype testing call, lady.
Hello,
yeah.
How are you doing? You sound very nice today. You have cancer of your throat. Nice, I can hear you very well.
Well, they're the perfect combination, the perfect couple.
How is Ed? I'm back from the dead.
How is being dead?
From the what was it? Diabetic head removal death?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
You diagnosed me with head removal and I got better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. How was last week? Flew without me.
Flew.
You know, because we record this in the air.
Yeah. That's why we say we're on air.
We never say that. We've never said that.
That's why I'm going to say that from now on.
Okay, we'll say it now then.
I'm not a dancing monkey. I'm not just going to perform the moment you say perform.
Are we on air?
Perform.
No.
No, okay, we're not on air. Okay.
This will be off the record.
Well, since now I'm editing, no, it won't be.
No.
Oh, damn, I lost so much creative control.
Yeah.
Now you got to be careful what you say.
Well, no, basically, whenever I make a joke that no one laughs at, I can't just get rid of it.
your embarrassment is now going to be left in.
That's what I used to do. Whenever I said a joke and no one laughed, I was like, oh, that one didn't go too well. Let's just mute that.
That's why you ended up cutting like an hour and a half out of a 2.5 hour record, because just you telling bad jokes.
It's basically.
Okay. Well, I've got a few things to talk about today.
What have you got to talk about, Henry?
Well, I've got a list of them. I'll read you the list and you guys can choose one from it.
I think you should roll a dice and pick them at random.
I don't have a dice.
I have a dice. I can roll an 8-sided dice for you.
Yeah, but there are only 7 things.
Just
okay, I rolled 8, which is re-roll.
3.
2. No, 2.
2.
2.
Hey, why'd you go with his number?
Because he rolled a dice.
I rolled a dice as well. You just can't hear it through my new pop filter.
Fuck off.
Ha.
Anyway, number 2 on the list is worms.
Okay. The game?
No, not the game.
The food?
Kind of the stomach parasite, or wherever they live.
Yeah.
This isn't really a very nice story, but once I had worms.
Why are you admitting that to the world?
I had it twice.
I only remembered it, like, today. I just thought...
What did you guys eat? Just, like, meat off the side or like dirt from the garden?
My own feces.
Well, that would do it. That would do it.
But with mine, it was never like officially worms. It was just I went to the toilet, and as the feces was coming out of me,
what the fuck?
You can I saw it full of worms.
Yeah, been there.
Why?
and I was like, shit. I was like, I was a lot younger, maybe 11 or younger than that, probably.
Are you sure you didn't just swallow your spaghetti hole?
No, the worms were moving around.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So, I ran downstairs and I said, oh dad, I think I've got worms. And he was like, well, what leads you to believe that? And I said, oh, I saw them in my poo. And then he said, okay, well, let's have a look. And I said, oh, I flushed it down the toilet. It's like,
wait, first things first, how often do you look at your poo after having one?
It was as I was having one.
Do you just, like, get up and turn around and go, oh, it looks like a six-incher. That one's going on the, that one's going in the picture book.
That one's one for ratemypoo.com.
Did you, like, not feel it wiggling it, like, as it came out?
No, I just, sometimes I look down in between my legs just to see how everything's going down there. And worms was the
I usually just stand up, put the lid down and flush. There's no turning around to see what's going on.
Well, you might well have worms.
It doesn't
then.
Wipe, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just wasted time.
Oh, God.
It'll dry in its own time.
And then it just flakes away.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, that's bad.
This is worse than the worms.
That's what the morning shower is for.
Oh, God.
Shit at night, shower in the morning.
So was your entire story about you just having worms when you were 11, Henry?
That was number two on the list. You can choose another number.
Don't you know the saying, shit at night, sleep's a delight?
No!
Oh, no!
I'm disturbed.
Okay, well, would you guys like to choose another number off of my list of things?
Yes, I'm going to roll. I dropped the dice. I got six.
Six. Okay, number six on the list is the Paranormal Research Society. I don't know if you guys have seen them on Facebook.
Nope.
No.
Well, every now and then I see an advert for them and I click on it and I say, oh, I wonder what the Paranormal Research Society have been up to. And they just go to old buildings and just basically just take pictures of the walls and they, like, look for ghosts and things. But
and they Photoshop ghosts in?
No, they don't even do that. It's just pictures of empty rooms. And they have almost 1,000 likes on Facebook.
I would definitely just Photoshop ghosts and go, there's another one! Look!
Yeah. But yeah, they've got quite a big following and they just take pictures of empty rooms and that's it, really. So that's not a very exciting thing on the list. There are better things, so... You know. Sorry about that.
Was certainly something.
That reminds me of the... have you ever heard of the Flat Earth Society?
Yeah.
I can only imagine what that is.
Whenever I'm feeling like... content, I always just look at that because it reminds me that some people in the world are idiots. Idiots with such extreme conviction as well, though.
Yeah. When I did Science and Society at A-level, or AS, my teacher created a Twitter account and she was tweeting the Flat Earth Society trying to get answers out of them. But they never did reply.
I can imagine.
But I think it's mostly just one guy, isn't it?
No. Well, there's one guy who started it, but there's loads of people who believe in it. And, oh, they go so deep just to... Because, obviously, their theory makes so little sense that you basically have to start saying everything else is rubbish just to make your theory fit.
Oh, just like religion.
So it's basically... Right, the Earth is flat, and around the outside of the world is a giant ice wall.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever you go up in an aeroplane, the pilots don't actually go as high as they're saying they are, and they're not actually taking the route they say they are. They're just flying in a straight line to the place they want to go to. But it's all a trick. And the NASA photos and the space shuttles and everything, like the Americans and the Russians, they're just getting together. The cosmonauts and the astronauts are meeting in secret to keep up this... I don't know, conspiracy theory that the world is actually flat.
Yeah. Why would they do that?
I know. Yeah, they invented the space race just to keep this idea of 3D world in our face, because there's a massive, I don't know, globe maker conspiracy behind it all. Like, once we realise the world is actually flat, who's going to want to buy a globe?
I wonder.
But what do they believe about, like, the horizon and boats sailing off into the distance?
They just go around in a circle.
Because I think they've designed, like, a shape that kind of means that it is kind of flat. And it,
yeah. Isn't it like a cylinder or something? But it's like a flat cylinder.
What?
Oh, okay, no, I can't describe it any more than that.
I can only think of these people are really bad Terry Pratchett fans.
basically, that would be hilarious if the person was actually joking.
I would do that if I was joking. If I got that many followers, I would, like, fight to the death for it. Obviously not.
Big news, just went on the Flat Earth Society website. As of July 2012, the Flat Earth Society has a podcast.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
We need to be friends with them.
Let's get networking.
So go on to iTunes and give the Flat Earth Society a review.
What the fuck are they going to talk about? Seriously.
How flat the Earth is.
How flat is it today, Tim? Well, it's pretty flat today. Definitely not 3D.
Yeah, I got out my spirit level. Put it on the floor, right in the middle, flat. No curvature at all.
So do they believe in gravity? They must not believe in a lot of things then, like the solar system and loads of things. If
the sky, what do they think happens?
That's crazy.
It's like living in the Minecraft world.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
As if in Minecraft someone just built a big ice wall around all of Minecraft and then said, this is the edges of the world.
Sounds a bit like Game of Thrones.
I guess kind of. Game of Thrones really only has one wall to the north.
Well, I don't know. I never read it. I know all those is an ice wall and zombies that aren't zombies, and then lots of sex and incest.
Hooray!
There's only one bit of incest.
Oh, that's okay.
Not from what I can tell.
Well, there's only incest between two characters.
Oh, and a midget as well.
Yeah.
And a giant with a prosthetic penis.
Really?
In the series, yeah.
When's there a giant with a prosthetic penis?
Hodor.
He doesn't have a prosthetic. I haven't.
Isn't
really
he the big one?
He definitely does.
Hodor.
I listened to an interview with the guy that plays him before.
The character you mean.
Talking about TV series, can I gripe quickly about one?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead TV series.
Yeah.
Spoilers ensue.
Yeah.
The main character's wife dies.
Yeah.
Just after giving birth to her baby.
Yeah.
Which also dies.
Mm-hmm.
Due to them both being shot in the back and torn in half with a shotgun.
Awesome.
TV series. No. The baby survives, and then she slowly dies and has to be shot by the son.
Oh.
In a 10-minute heart-wrenching scene.
What, the newborn baby has to kill its mum? That's a lot of
responsibility.
No, the
son, Carl.
And
it's so stupid. There's so many. I absolutely can't stand this TV series. It's pointless. There's so many characters they don't include. So many things they haven't. The main character should have his hand lopped off about a series ago. Carl is still a whiny bitch when he should be a psychopathic killer now. The mum does not die heartbreakingly. She gets shot in two by a black guy. And then there's like 8 books worth of rape that they don't go through.
has anyone played the game? Because apparently that's really good.
I haven't.
That's my review today, actually. One of my reviews.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, I keep well, why, do, why don't we just roll... Oh, no, you've got more to talk about. That would have been a great segue, though.
Ah, oh, fuck your list, Henry. One.
One. Braille was number one.
Oh.
I don't give a shit.
Whoa.
Braille. Well, the other day, you know the like bike shelters? They have like places to lock your bikes up and then a big hood, metal hood that goes over the bikes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one of those the other day, and on the hood, in Braille, it said, like, bike shelter. Like, right up the top. I had to really reach up to reach it. And it kind of made me think, like, who's going to find that if they're blind? And also, who's going to be riding a bike if they're blind? I mean, come on. So that was,
blind people can't read.
I know that, but they're not going to be reaching around, like, way above their heads. Are they?
But they can't read it.
They're also not going to be riding bikes, though.
Oh, who sent the message? That fucks everything up.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
It
was Ed. Ed, don't say in Braille over the internet. It doesn't work. Screens are flat, you tit.
Not if you have a touch screen.
No.
Well, the Earth's flat as well, actually.
Yeah, we know, but come on.
Okay, well, I think I've got a few more things on the list, but I'll just save them for the ambiguous part of the podcast, I think.
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
I forgot to talk about them last week, actually. It was tied to my Breaking Dawn experience.
Oh, yeah.
When I got there, I needed to use the toilet. So I went up to out to the toilet.
And you had worms?
No. And they were obviously storing a sign there which said, please queue here to be seated. And that was outside the toilet. And that.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
That really amused me. And then when I got in there, into the screen, there was a trailer for this new film. It was like two people in a field, boy and a girl, like making out. And it's like, oh, it's another love story. They were like, this isn't just a love story, it's in the future. And then there's like spaceships. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then at the end, it turns out it's The Host by Stephanie Meyer, the author of Twilight. And I was like, oh, that's going to suck.
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently that book's pretty good.
It looks quite really hot, but it won't be.
I hear from Alison that book's quite good. Yeah.
I kind of hate Alison now.
Whoa.
Sorry, Alison, Nick hates you now.
I've disowned your girlfriend.
That's all right.
Okay. Just as long as it's mutual.
On with the show.
What?
I guess. well, the show must go on, you know. And it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Nick?
What? Whoa!
Oh, you bitch. I just got that. You bitch. I may be large, but I am no woman.
I may be large, but I am in charge.
Yes.
Is Nick's usual catchphrase.
Just like when we're on air.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Anyway, should we just go on to the reviews before everyone falls apart?
How many reviews do people have?
One.
I have five drinks, but I'm going to space them out, so I'll do one, then another one.
Okay. Would quite like to do one, not two.
Okay, well, kick us off, Dan, with your one, then.
My review is of Daytona.
Yay.
Yeah.
I bought it on the Xbox today.
0 out of 5. Done.
Oh, yeah.
You do realise that's completely missing the entire point of Daytona. Playing it by yourself with the controller.
I know.
It's 50p a play, dude.
But, it only cost me £3.50 to £4 to buy.
Oh, yes.
And, I got all the achievements in a matter of less than an hour. But the HD looks amazing. It just looks so good. And it has the original music on it, which is cool. If not completely terrible.
Daytona.
And, I know.
Is there more than just the one track?
There's like five tracks on it.
Is there more than just the one word?
It says Daytona and then something in quite bad, like, English. It is very Japanese. Well. I noticed there's one bit when it says game over. It spells out the letters, like G-A-M-V-O, and then it says VU instead of V. So it goes G-A-M-V-O-V-E-R.
Okay, that's interesting.
And another thing I noticed is when you go in the pits, the pit crew are, like, yellow, like the Simpsons.
What?
And it's made.
Well, it's an Asian game, so.
I know, and it's just kind of.
Someone had to go there.
Hilariously racist.
Well, yeah. I'm part Asian, I'm allowed. It's only part racist.
Oh. I don't really know how much there is to say about Daytona because it's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
how did it rate on the loose bagometer then, or the loose bag seal of disapproval?
Well, I don't know if I could give it a 0. I don't know.
Just choose already.
I'll go with a 0. It gets a 0.
It gets a 0. Whoa.
Yeah, Daytona.
Whoa. I'd say 0 for the arcade version because when you're drunk, there's nothing better than playing Daytona.
Okay. In the arcade, Daytona on Xbox gets 1.
Okay, that's better.
Ooh.
Nick's not happy about that. He's not peachy about that.
Is he plummy or melony?
That's like pineapple.
Whoa.
I like pineapple.
I don't.
I know, it's disgusting.
Love pineapple.
Nick's fruit scale of approval.
I get the pineapple rings, you know, in the little cans. Then I just go to town. I go to town on those pineapple rings. I really do.
Don't stick your dick in them.
It stings a bit from all the cuts I inflict on my penis, but
there we go.
but it's okay. Anyway, Ed, I understand you've got a review or two or something to do.
Five.
Well, yeah, I've got a selection of horrible, horrible looking drinks here, which...
Have you drank them all yet, Ed?
No, I bought six when I was in Tesco's, because they have this sort of ethnic food section, and they have a bunch of horrible drinks. But then also there was this Tesco's Everyday Energy Drink, which was, like, I guess their KX is doing so well that they've upped the price of that.
Yeah.
And have now introduced another budget energy drink, so I bought that one as well. But then I got thirsty, so I drank that one because I thought it was the least interesting.
Is that any comparable to KX?
It's an energy drink. Most of them taste the same.
Yeah, but
I still bought, out of the five drinks I've left, two of them are energy drinks, which I've never seen anywhere else, and they were like 25p each, so I thought,
nice.
These are going to be either awful or amazing. That's what I think about most of these drinks. I'm really not looking forward to some of them, though.
So are they alcoholic drinks, then?
No, they're weird fruit juices.
Oh, I was on the assumption they were alcoholic.
Yeah. Which are the ones you're going to do?
Well, Nick said number three.
Okay, yeah, do number three.
Which, I'm going to put pictures of them on the Facebook site. Yep. This one is Frugo Ultra Green.
Nice. Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
Sounds good already.
What flavour is it?
That's Frugo flavour. That's the good thing. They don't actually tell you what's in it properly.
It's green flavour.
It's got a picture of a kiwi, a picture of a nondescript orange-looking fruit, something which is probably an apple, and then it says, plus Lulo.
Do we know what Lulo is?
I can't wait. Give it a swig, Ed.
And like Nick, I have no idea what Lulo is.
Oh, I found it. It's, okay, it's got another name. It's Narangilla.
Oh, Narangilla, you should have said.
Looks like an orange on the outside.
I'm not going to be really intelligent, but I think and that's, on the inside. I think it's Spanish for orange, or Japanese for orange.
Ecuador, it's from Ecuador. Yeah.
Naranja is Spanish for orange.
It looks like a gone-off orange passion fruit.
Right, well, I'm just getting ready to take the photo. I should have been more prepared for this part of it.
You should have.
I thought you'd be drinking them at this point.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Ed Unbottles.
Ed Unbottles. It's a new segment on the show, Ed Unbottles.
Oh, God.
And then when we've run out of drinks, he'll be Ed Unboxes, the segment we've all been looking forward to for a very long time.
Well, the latest thing I got was the pop filter, but I guess I could have talked about that and then attached it, and you'd be like, oh, that's better.
Well, it's too late for that now.
Yeah,
buy more stuff that's in a box.
Fine.
Drink the drink.
Anyway, it smells like very gone-off apple juice. It almost smells like a bad cider, but I know it's not alcoholic.
Ah!
Okay, that was actually really, really horrible.
Did you drink it?
I really wish I hadn't. There's like half a bottle left, half a bit left. I'm going to
save it for me. Oh, okay, don't. How much were they?
Oh, I think they're like 3 for 70p.
3 for 70p, Jesus Christ. Which Tesco's the big one?
Yeah, the one near where we work. Okay.
We're doing that next time.
It's kind of sweet, but there is a very sour aftertaste. This is making it sound nicer, even though I just drank some.
Yeah, it does sound really nice at the moment.
Then it has... You know when you leave an apple out and it goes brown and then is kind of unpleasant and a bit sort of almost muddy tasting?
Yeah.
It's got a very strong aftertaste of that.
Oh, great.
And then you sort of get gritty, flaky bits sort of swirling in your mouth as the rest of the liquid goes away.
That's disgusting.
So maybe a good shake beforehand, but that wasn't pleasant. Though actually, now it's been quite a few seconds and I'm sort of just left with a faint orangey citrus taste. It's not too bad. But no, the first swig was definitely unpleasant. Well, I'm finished with that, with Frugo Ultra Green. We'll come back to those drinks on the next round.
Did you give it a rating?
Oh no, I have to rate it. I think it's really a three-act kind of drink.
Wow, it sounds exciting.
A three-act.
Yeah, you, wait until you listen to the listen to the review. The smell? Awful. Yeah. It's very off-putting. It made me very upset that I was going to have to drink it.
I guess that's bad.
Smell alone, I'd say it gets a 4 or 5.
Okay.
Then there's the drinking it, and the like 5 second afterwards aftertaste, which I told you about, and that will give it a 4 again. But then, about 20 seconds after, when all you're left with is with like a pleasantly, I don't know, orangey, appley, citrusy taste in your mouth, which is still lingering. So I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But that, I'd probably give that like a 2 or a 1. It's
whoa!
I know.
Wow.
So if you want a drink, which in 30 seconds isn't going to be too bad.
I like it to be quite instantaneous with my drinks, really.
Oh no, it's pretty bad straight away. But you got to be patient
with these things, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, what are we doing now then? Is someone else doing a review? Oh, did you actually give it a score overall?
Well, overall, you can't tell someone that a drink is going to be great once they've finished it 30 seconds later, so it's going to have to be a 4.
Oh, that's a
pretty
real
bad
shame.
Then.
So, depending on how bad the other ones are, I might have to move these around, because if the other one's a lot worse, then obviously there's a little room to go down from there, isn't there?
Okay, well, I guess so give we'll us a table at the end, or like a kind of a summary of all the drinks.
We'll have... Well, I've got 5, so it'll be Ed's top 5 losing drinks.
Of that you randomly bought.
Who am I going to have to tweet about this?
God.
Tesco's, I guess.
Frugo.
Yeah. Okay, so my review is less of a thing, more of an experience.
Whoa.
I like it.
Deep.
So, as you all know, I'm an avid Magic the Gathering player.
Yes.
But back in the day, I didn't know what Magic the Gathering was, and I had a different card game I loved.
Oh, do tell, Nick.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah!
So yes, I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters back in the day, with another person who I won't name.
Me.
Is it?
Okay, I will name Dan. I used to play with Dan, who I was a lot more into it than him.
Yeah.
And our other friend Dan and Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Good times.
Are you saying this like it was ages ago?
It was like
this was a friend from your childhood.
It was last year, maybe a couple of years ago.
No, it was two years ago, because it was back in when we were in secondary school, at least. So yeah, at least two
what?
Maybe 3 years ago.
We were in college, definitely.
No, college, yes. College. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Sorry, things blur. But yeah, at least 2 years ago. But yeah, and so this weekend, at my club day with my nerd club, I played Yu-Gi-Oh! Again after 2 years of playing Magic. And yeah, it's different.
It's
a lot more different than I remembered.
It's a lot easier because there's no land.
No, it's a lot harder.
Wow.
Is that just because you've got way more experience with Magic?
I think it's because... Yeah, I think because I'm so used to Magic now. Like, the way that Yu-Gi-Oh! Is played, I didn't play very well. But I think it also might have been the guy gave me a shit deck. But no, it was really... The cards are so different. The text is tiny and you can't read anything. And everything's so... I had a card called Sonic Duck. The picture was a duck wearing a bucket.
Sonic Duck is awesome.
Sonic Duck.
Yeah, exactly. And I won with it.
Did you have Blue Eyes White Dragon?
I did. I had 3 of them. I actually summoned 3
God.
Blue Eyes in one turn.
Oh my God.
And I didn't break the rules. And I didn't
That's because you have money.
No, but I didn't screw the rules and I have no money. That's the thing. I actually did it
but
legitimately.
But did you make the 3-headed Blue Eyes White Dragon?
No, he killed me before that happened. That was in the second game. He did something where everything died. Then he did something where I lost all my life points. But
I love the Blue Eyes White Dragon.
I had fun. It was very nostalgic, and now it's actually made me now dig through my cupboard, and I have my Yu-Gi-Oh! Deck sitting in front of me, and I'm just sitting here smiling to myself with nostalgia.
I wish the game actually played like the cartoon, because in the cartoon they'd be like, I'm drawing the time card. Now the whole world is just going to change and we're all going to go back into the caveman times. So now caveman guy is way better. Or
stupid
ones,
stuff
the,
like that, which is like, oh, well, I summon the moon, and because your one is in the sea, I can just make the tide go away, yeah. And now all your sea creatures are dead.
Mine was the firing, getting the catapult dragon to fire the winged dragon into the floating castle illusions, crashing into his opponent's monsters, therefore killing them all. Because that works.
Wow.
But no, it was... I had fun. The memories it brought back, the nostalgia.
Was it a life-changing experience, would you say?
It wasn't life-changing,
was it,
but it
was tear-jerking?
It was like... It's like if you're an old man, and you go into your attic, and you find your old... like, your old... I don't know, like cricket gear or something, and you're like, ah... I used to play this game. I used to be good
at
this game.
Yeah, but it was only 2 years ago, Nick.
I have a really bad memory, so it seems like a longer time than
was
that, because all these friends I used
on the heartstrings.
Well, no, because, yeah, all these friends I used to have are all gone and stuff like that, and, like, I hardly ever see Dan anymore. Well, face-to-face, I don't see him that much. Like, back in the days where if I had a friend, I would see them every bloody day.
If it's only consolation, I got rid of all my Yu-Gi-Oh cards when I moved house.
That's not a consolation at all.
That's just
terrible.
Heartbreaking.
You prick.
You could have given them to me.
No.
I would have held
fucking
on to
hell.
Them.
Anyway, what's your... what's the rating, Nick?
I think I'm going to have to do a two-parter for this. Because I have to, like, actually playing the game, not thinking about how I felt, and, like, the feelings I got from playing the game.
Feelings?
Yeah.
I know that feel, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd give it a 1 out of 5 for the feels. It was it was good. It wasn't euphoric, and I wasn't having nerdgasms, but it was good. I felt good. I felt childish again, more than I usually am.
I'm alive.
But actually playing the game, I'd give it a 3, because I had no idea what I was doing, and it was a very confusing game. He would play a guard and tell me, yeah, the effect means you lose. I would read it, and I didn't understand it at all, but I guessed I lost.
I think he was just bullshitting you and just...
No.
Like,
but the thing was, I read it and I couldn't see any way that he wasn't telling the truth, but at the same time I didn't understand what was going on because of the way the terminology is. But yeah, so 3. Very... Not horrible, but still confusing.
So, overall, I guess, a two then, overall.
Yeah, 2. Overall, 2. Good times I had by all.
It's not that bad. 2 out of 5. Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm a nerd, so what'd you expect?
Okay, so I guess it's on to me for my first review.
Yep.
Okay. Well, my first review will be of The Walking Dead video game.
Arr.
Ah, video game review.
Well, I've only played the first episode so far out of the 5 episodes that are available. So.
Is it 5 now? Damn, I thought there was only 2.
No. Yeah, they bring them out monthly.
Oh.
Yeah, the 5th one came out a short while ago.
Huh.
So The Walking Dead, it's an interesting game because gameplay-wise, there isn't really much that you actually do. Like, you walk around a bit very slowly, and it's just kind of a quick time game. Like, the whole thing is kind of quick time in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that game? Heavy Rain.
Excellent.
Kind of. Yes, yeah, it's a bit like that. But the concept is that you make quite big decisions during your time. There are zombies everywhere. I don't know if people know about The Walking Dead. I guess they do.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
guess
that.
It's like a zombie series. And so it's like a zombie apocalypse type scenario. And the decisions you make are like who you save.
I don't know if zombies without it being an apocalypse. Because everyone says zombie apocalypse, but is there just like, oh, zombie...
outbreak.
You know, yeah, just like the world has more zombies now.
I know all the infrastructure is fucked. Everything is fucked up, basically. So I'd say it's probably an apocalypse of sorts.
I was gonna say that's the whole point of it. It's like a zombie apocalypse is when the world is messed up to the fact that it's in that situation.
It's not like people still go to work every day and stuff like that.
Oh,
no,
shit,
but I mean, has there ever been a zombie film where they haven't been like, oh, it's a zombie apocalypse?
Shaun of the Dead, I wouldn't call that a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
So they finished that up pretty quickly.
Well, that was a comedy.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my review. What's the kind of the point?
Yeah,
of this,
Ed, stop derailing.
But the concept of the game is that you can choose who you want to like to save in certain scenarios, and you make quite big decisions. And depending on what you choose in like the first episode, it affects what happens in the second episode, and then all the episodes leading from that.
That's cool.
So the actual concept of it is really cool, well, because
it sounds good, but things like that never, like Mass Effect, you know, all ends up doing the same thing in the end.
Yeah, but Mass Effect wasn't episodic.
No, but you know, you had lots of speech options, and people were like, "Oh, whatever choices you make have an impact."
Yeah,
on
but that
what
wasn't
happens.
That just wasn't it's that just like the that, good or bad scale? This I is actually know. Has like independent. Yeah, because Mass Effect, it was just Paragon and Renegade, where it's just literally good and bad.
Yeah, whereas with this, the first big choice you had to make really was. Oh, and also people act differently towards you, and whether you tell the truth or what answers you do give them. So that is part of it. But the big decisions are like, one of them was there was a guy being mauled by a zombie, and then there's a little kid being mauled by a zombie, and I decided to save the little kid. And then obviously the guy dies, so he's no longer in it. But if I had saved the guy, then the story would have played out completely differently, I should imagine. So it does really change.
Does sound
quite really cool.
What you actually do. So that part of it is really cool. But gameplay-wise, it's just like an interactive TV series, basically.
So it's kind of did you ever play the game Nation States?
Well, yeah, it's not so much a game. Yeah, I played. Well, you told me about it, so yeah, I played it.
But it's kind of so it sounds as if someone took the concept of that and just made it slightly more like a game.
But wasn't that mostly like text-based or like?
It was entirely text-based. Yeah. That's what I mean by them taking like basically the main hook is just decision making and seeing how that plays out and then making it into a better game. Mm. Well, more of a game.
How much are they?
What, The Walking Dead game?
Yeah, how much?
400 Microsoft points for each episode, and there are five.
Oh, I could have bought one now. For the price of Daytona, really I could have got The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
but they don't last very long.
They're meant to be quite short, yeah. At the end, when they've released all of them, it will be like paying £40 for a full price game.
Oh, okay.
Still, you don't feel like it is.
Well, no.
Only 400?
You could just go, I'm going to play episode one, and then the last one, and then that will do me. I'll see how it starts.
Yeah, I don't know how that
ends.
Would work, though. I don't know, because there would be lots of decision-making in between episode one and episode five, and I don't know how it would sort that out, really, so that would be quite interesting.
Oh, I think it just takes the most popular ones.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, and at the end of it, after I finished episode one, it told me, like, the stats, like, what percentage of people kind of made the same decisions that I had made, so that's quite interesting as well.
Were you part of the majority?
I think half and half, really. Like, I was majority of some of them. Most of them were almost 50%, except one of them was it was like this kind of really nerdy guy and this girl that you had to you could choose between saving.
And they saved the girl.
And then it was like 70% had chosen the girl.
Obviously.
And that, I was in that 70%. So.
No.
But, yeah.
Yeah, apparently there is some decisions you can make, and then it goes to the end and says, like, you're in the minority. And you're like, hey, what? Why would you ever make the other choice? And it's like, but everyone was basically choosing the opposite thing to you. I kind of like how it tells you that, like, who's choosing what and stuff.
Yeah, I like the concept is very good and really enjoyable. But as far as the game, it's very different to any game that I've played before, because the gameplay isn't really much.
Well, it's made by Telltale Games, who are well known for making point-and-click adventure games.
Oh, I like those games.
They made those Wallace and Gromit games, which were fun just because nostalgia. Like, just going around Wallace and Gromit's land and house.
Mm. Have you seen any of like The Walking Dead books or TV series at all, Henry?
No, have you got the comics?
I do.
I might have to borrow them then. I might read those.
Okay, yeah, you have to come down here.
I think the game is completely independent of the series and the comics.
Well, yeah, from what I've heard, they're all kind of independent from each other. They're sort of similar, but
TV series sucks.
They're different.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, obviously the game has to be different, seeing as you make the decisions.
Yeah.
You can't decide that the guy dies and then like the TV writers.
In the TV series.
It'd be hilarious though if, like, at the end of all the episodes, they take up all the like they look at the most popular options and then say like, "Well, TV guys, most people wanted this guy to die, so you know, get on it."
Well, they did do a TV series like that before. I was watching the Horror Channel late at night once, and there was this director or someone who was talking about how people would phone in to say who would be the next person to die, like in the next episode. So they have done similar things to that before.
Can I bring another point about how I hit the Walking Dead TV series?
If you really want to.
I just remember saying, there's a character in the TV series who wasn't in the comic books, and because everyone liked that character, they introduced him to the comic books. about three months later, story-wise. Which makes no sense, because he's like, he's there in the TV series during the prison, but in the comic books, he's not there. So they introduce him 3 months later.
Does he just, like, turn up, or do they just act like they already knew him?
No, no, he just literally, he's like, turns like, oh, hey, I'm this character. Oh, hey, he's now a story character.
I think I saw you on TV.
Yeah, exactly. It's things like that, when, like, the TV series is now influencing the comic book because the TV series is making more money than the comic book.
Yeah.
Because now it's a drama and not, like, a look at human... It's not... Because, like, the comic book, yes, is very much zombie, but it's also more, like, a look at how people are surviving, whereas the TV series is just drama.
Well, I think the thing with the video game, like, you really start... You kind of do care about what decisions you make, and you care about who survives and things like that, and so that's really good. Like, if you just didn't give a shit about any of the people, then it'd be like... Well, what's the point? You know, you wouldn't care about what decisions you make. And also, there is kind of like a time limit on each decision that you make and things like that.
Can you, like, not choose? Does it fail you if you do that?
If you don't choose to save anyone, then you die and you have to do it again.
No, so yeah, so if you don't... I'm saying, you say it time limits you. If you don't pick anything in that time limit, do you die?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you choose... Have you, like, decided to go through killing everybody?
No, I accidentally couldn't. I tried to save someone and I couldn't find where to point and click. So they died. And then it was like, you are dead.
Oh, does it not show you where to point and click?
No, sometimes it does, but sometimes it's quite unclear. And that's another kind of downfall of it.
Are there, like, achievements tied to who you save and stuff like that?
No, they're just dependent on different parts to each episode.
Oh, so it's literally you will get them no matter what you do.
I think so, as long as you finish each episode.
Yeah, because if it was the other way around, where you had to play through it, like, a bajillion times to get every single playthrough, that would suck.
I think I would be... I might play once I've... I'll probably buy all five episodes, and once I've played through them, I might do them again, saving different people.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if they, like, had achievements tied to that, that would be a bit shitty of them.
Yeah.
It's like force replay.
Well, since they're, like, arcade games, there aren't really that many achievements tied to each one, or even overall, there aren't that many.
That's all good, then. So, rate it.
Yeah. I think overall, I really enjoy playing it, but it's not really... It's difficult to put it in the video game category because it's so different. It's
an interactive experience.
In some ways, it's a lot more interactive than other video games, but in some ways, it's a lot less.
Rate it as a video game, then rate it just as itself.
I think gameplay-wise, probably a 4, because, ooh. I mean, it's pretty... boring if you just take it as a game, but since the decisions influence what happens in the future and everything like that, that's really cool. I'd probably give that like a 1.
So it's like your own adventure book for an Xbox,
basically. Yeah. And there's voice acting and stuff, which obviously kind of controls how there's just a lot more you feel more strongly about it because it's not just text and stuff like that. So
sounds good.
I think overall I'd like to give it a 1, actually, along with the concept. But
yeah,
I think I will give it a 1, because it was very enjoyable, yeah.
Hmm. Fair enough.
So that's my review.
Oh, good. That was a good review. I like that.
Okay, I'm glad. Well,
why don't you review Henry's review, then?
Well, it's a really nice review. It's very, very thoughtful, very thought-provoking, very in-depth.
I feel like I learnt a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot better than last week's review.
Yeah. I feel like I came away a better person.
I'd give it a 2.
Maybe
it's
I should drink every week.
There's always room for improvement, though.
You should come on as an academic every day.
Yeah, not a drunken shit academic. Like you usually are.
Whoa!
Maybe I should try being an academic.
Maybe you should.
Why don't we all be an academic next week and we just turn up completely fucking wasted and just?
I could have been an academic. I've got tomorrow off, so.
I don't have tomorrow off at all. Every day is an academic day for me.
Oh, you shit.
I need to be an academic just to get out of bed in the morning, you know?
Ed, you know a drink.
That's why you went to academia. Dan hasn't done his review, has he?
I did one of them. I don't really have a second one, so I can give a little sneaky preview of what I'm going to do for next week.
Okay, do that then, I guess.
So I'm going to review the front cover for the DVD of the film Singles.
Okay.
Wow.
There's not really too much to say about it. It's two people sitting on a bench, just in like a white room. It says Singles at the top. It says who it stars.
Who does it star?
Bridget Fonda, Campbell Scott, Kyra Sedgwick, and Matt Dillon.
Nope, not a who.
Wow.
And the tagline is, love is a game, easy to start, hard to finish. It's rated 12.
Oh, so you haven't met me.
It's from 1992. But yeah, the front cover's pretty unremarkable. I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
I really hate that tagline.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure that's stolen from something.
Love is a game, easy to start, hard to finish.
It sounds like the tagline to like a Goosebumps.
Wasn't
novel.
That the tagline for Jumanji?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's really
Someone
stupid.
Someone look it up.
That's.
But yeah, next week that will be what I review.
If you were going to make a Magic the Gathering film, I reckon that would be a good tagline. Easy to start, hard to finish.
Well, maybe it can be the tagline for what we were talking about last week with the game about killing the dragon in the game.
Yeah.
But not love. Dragons. Yeah. Dragons are a game, or I don't know.
Okay.
What?
So, I guess that's your second review over, yep. Dan.
Oh, dear.
Who's next?
Ed again.
All right.
Are you excited?
I'm going to go for another Frugo.
Another Frugo. Oh, that's just a brand, isn't it, Frugo?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to review the same drink. I bought two. no, it's this one is Frugo Ultra White.
Oh, God.
That sounds awful.
Oh, no, let me guess if I can guess some of the things inside it.
Go.
Coconut?
Yeah, I was going to say definitely coconut.
Lychee?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, fuck.
It's got four ingredients, so I'll help you out.
Okay, so coconut, lychee.
Chicken?
No, fuck you. what the fuck is... What the, is it... Is Okay, good clue. Is everything actually white, or is it, like, pale stuff?
Pale stuff.
A white grapefruit?
No, that won't be grapefruit.
All of them are white except one of them, which is kind of pale yellow.
Lemon? No, wait, no, that's quite yellow.
I feel like we're going to be guessing for ages.
Yeah, okay, well, the other two?
The last two are banana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Damn, ooh. I was thinking of the skin. Not
which
the
brings the whole thing down in my eyes. And pineapple.
Yeah. Ooh, I love my pineapples.
I think it's too much white.
Like, when I look at it and I'm like, ooh, pineapple and coconut. Yeah, I'm getting on board. And then banana and lychee. I'm like, no, you kind of lost me on there.
Lychee's nice. The banana's a bit odd. You don't put banana in like fruit juices.
Lychee tastes
banana
good,
and coconut.
Texture-wise, yeah. Lychees are bad.
Yeah, it's not actually, it's juice though, so it's not actually a texture.
So, anyway, what are you going to drink now, Ed?
That one.
I was just telling you!
Sorry, I wasn't listening, I was reading something on Facebook. What were you saying?
Oh, Henry's I'm such drinking, a socialite.
It's semen.
Drinking Frugo Ultra White.
Oh, yes. Daz.
I just realised. I didn't actually plan for this, but one of the energy drinks I've got is just called Black. So I've got a fruit juice called Ultra White and an energy drink called Black.
Nice.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Put the black in the white.
Oh, and I just turned the can around. I don't know why I didn't see this before, but the energy drink is Black by Mike Tyson.
Oh my god.
It's a Mike Tyson energy drink.
Screw the Frugo, review that.
Yeah, I want that.
No, that's for next week.
Suspense, man.
Oh, Mike Tyson. I guess that'll get the listeners in next week.
You can't reveal that, then hold it off till next week.
Oh, I can't wait. Carry on with the Frugo, Ed.
It says Black Power. Oh god, the slogan.
No, you can't pick it up and then not review it. You need to
that's
review
so
this.
So funny. No, review it next week.
I'm going with next week.
Man.
All right. So, opening it up. I'm going to get this close to the mic, see if you can hear the pop.
We've got a pop filter.
We have. Very good, Nick.
All right. This one doesn't smell as bad. It smells like a smoothie. Which
drink your
I don't
white
like
power.
Smoothies.
Drink your Aryan drink.
Guess this is a drinking man.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
This will make for great listening. He's taking a real swig there, isn't he? Oh, he's back.
That one. This is going to be a boring review because that one really is very middling. There's nothing bad about it, but there's nothing great. I probably would never drink it again.
Okay, it three out of five.
Strong.
Yeah, at the same time, there's nothing horribly wrong with it. The texture's a bit weird. It is like someone mushed up banana and put it in a drink.
Ah.
So
I think that is exactly what happened, probably.
Yeah, probably, but it just kind of tasted of sweet, slightly fruity water. It's kind of a bit dull. I was hoping for a more extreme reaction one way or the other.
Okay, well, just carry on with the review. Just get to the rating, I guess.
Yeah, so very middling. 3 out of 5. I mean, if it's like, if someone said, oh, all I've got is Fruga Ultra White, I'd be like, well, I'm not above being Ultra White. But...
what?
Yeah, 3 out of 5. Okay.
3 out of 5.
Boring.
Okay.
Well done.
Okay, so at this point, I need the toilet again, so I'm just going to...
Oh, fuck you, guys. Fuck you.
This will be the last time, I think. I finished my drinks now.
Well, now I'm watching Magic Cards.
This Mike Tyson energy drink is brilliant. I can't believe I didn't notice all of this.
Was that... How much was it?
It was like 50p. I did not realise Mike Tyson had an energy drink.
Black Power.
Yep.
But with a lisp. Okay. Well, whose review is it now? I'm back.
I'm back.
Mine?
I guess we're back to either... Yeah, Nick or Henry.
Okay. Nick. Well, I've got another review that I can say. I play board games, as we know.
I play board games.
Really?
Cluedo, Scrabble.
No, I play decent board games like
Words
Catan
with Friends,
shit like that.
Hangman.
That's not even a board game. It's
there is. There's a Words with Words with Friends board game now.
That's just Scrabble.
It is.
Yeah.
How is that not infringing on copyright?
Angry Birds, the board game.
There's not. There's a tabletop game at that, but that's not a board game. No.
I had a 3D Tetris board game once.
Huh. Shut the fuck up. I play board games. I play board games. Here's a board game. Ever heard of Carcassonne?
No.
Alright, okay. Carcassonne is literally, there is like 100 odd tiles, and they either have a road, a castle, or a field on them. And you've got to place them down, and place a little person down. And in the game, you score points on how many things you have. Simple as that.
It sounds a lot like Settlers of Catan.
Kind of, but instead of actually...
Did they make an Xbox Live game of that for the Xbox?
What, Catan?
No, Carcassonne.
I haven't seen one if they have. But no, okay. So, Carcassonne. I play it not that often, and I played it again on Sunday with... I've only ever played it with two people. It's been a very interesting game. I played it with 5 for the first time last Sunday. It's really hard when 5 people play the game. Especially when you play with people who are actually nerds and know how to play games. It's not you're playing against your dad who doesn't know how to play games.
You like put tiles down, take turns putting down random tiles, don't you?
Yeah, and you put a person down to own stuff. But no, it's really hard when you play it against people who actually know how to play board games, and I lost every single time.
Yeah.
Which is a recurring thing when I take board games to my club. I win at them at home. Since I get to the club, I lose badly. Which isn't very fun.
Oh well. Life's full of losers.
But no, yeah. So I played Carcassonne with some friends. It was good. I lost every single time out of the 5 games we played. But yeah, I'd give it a solid 2. No.
A solid 2.
No.
A solid number 2.
No, I think 3 would be better.
Worms.
It's not. Okay. It's average. It's not. It's a good. It's a quick game.
Okay. Number 3 then.
Yeah. 3. 3 Carcassonnes.
Free Carcassonne.
Free Carcassonne.
We've got another review system.
Yeah, we've already got Nick's fruit scale.
And we had the original K system, which we stole from Kerrang, and then the loose bagometer, and then the seal of disapproval, and the fruit scale is probably my favourite one.
Carcassonne is peachy.
I do like that fruit scale. I might have to actually write it up somewhere.
You don't like peaches, though, do you?
I'd have to like something to write up a scale about it.
I thought that's why pineapple was
like a fruit
to
use it as an adjective.
Exactly.
Okay. So I guess it's back to me for my next review.
Yes.
Well, my second review today is going to be of my my headset, which I use with my Xbox 360.
Oh, great, yeah. Oh. I think we all
can
know
this be a joint review?
This headset.
It's really fucking awful, I think. I'll just start off the review with that.
Yeah.
Sums it up.
Did Henry say something? I wasn't... I don't know whether it...
Oh, through. Fuck off, yes. Very funny, Ed. He was making a joke about the poor quality of my headset.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the actual physical headset first. So we've got... You've got kind of two headphones that are massive, and one goes in each ear, obviously. Earphones. And then there's a wire that connects them that goes around the back, which in principle isn't a bad idea, but the box describes them as lightweight, but I wouldn't say so. They're really kind of, they're quite heavy things to put in your ears. And then there are ear loops on the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of suggests that they're quite ergonomically designed and quite comfortable to wear, but no. I think the designer of these headphones was looking at a fucking elephant when he designed them. Because the ear loops are huge and they do not fit on my ears. So that's obviously a bad point already.
Can we name and shame the manufacturer?
I'll do it at the end. I don't think anyone will ever have heard of them. But so moving on, as a pair of wireless headphones, listening like to go with my TV, they're actually pretty good. Like the quality of the sound is quite good, and they work from quite a distance away. And my the volume on my TV can be completely off, and I can still hear it via my headphones, obviously. So that's the only real redeeming point. But that's not what I bought them for, so they're shit. And moving on to the real bad point of these headphones. How does it describe the microphone? Oh, yes. Noise-cancelling microphone designed for clear and distinct voice. Okay, so basically the microphone does not work. Tool.
Yeah, we experienced this the other day playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I talk into it at a regular volume, it may work. Probably won't, though. If I talk into it quite loudly, again, it may work, but again, probably won't work. So whoever I'm talking to can't hear what I'm saying, and I'm just talking to myself, basically, and it's very frustrating. So
the way the Xbox voice thing works is the moment it picks up your voice... Then it will send it, otherwise it will just keep it silent, so it doesn't just send out background noise the whole time. So quite often it just won't pick you up, so it won't even give us like a quiet thing that you're saying, so you'll just be literally talking to yourself, and we'll have no idea.
It's very annoying, and I think I'm going to send them an email or something, or take it back.
I think you should take it back more than anything.
I think you should walk into the shop with your receipt and say, these do not work.
Receipt.
Oh, well then you are screwed.
I might be able to find it in one of my bins.
Is it the store brand, or was it like it's Mad Catz, wasn't it?
No, it's not Mad Catz.
Oh, who was it?
Well, I'll get on to that after my rating. So my rating, I think it's a solid 5 out of 5, because I bought them to communicate with people over Xbox Live, and they don't work for that function. Straight into the loose bag. They've got the seal of disapproval. 5 out of 5, you know. And the brand is Geotech, spelt Giotec.
I know Geotech. They make, headsets and mice.
Well, they don't make very good Xbox ones. And their tagline is, come get some, which is shit, by the way. So a 5 out of 5 for that tagline as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Alison has also got a Geotech PS3 controller.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works really well.
Amazing!
Well, the thing is with the PS3, if you've ever looked at one of those controllers, it doesn't actually have proper triggers.
No.
Well, basically, actually, what they did was they took the Xbox controller, slightly changed the shape and the colour, and then made it work for the PS3.
Nice.
And that's the controller they put out. So basically, it's if you want a PS3, but you like Xbox controllers way better...
Me.
Then you get this controller.
That sounds really good.
Okay. Well, anyway, my review, I've already finished it, actually. So, Dan, be sure to tweet Geotech.
I will do, indeed.
Twitter account with their seal of disapproval. I saw that you tweeted Summit Entertainment.
I did.
Informing them about their seal of disapproval and their golden shit on a stick. So, keep it up, Dan. 0 out of 5.
Thank you.
So I guess now it's Ed. Is it Ed's review again, or what?
No, I did my review.
We're done.
Oh, you finished your reviews. Okay, so everyone's finished their reviews.
It's on to one of my haikus.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Do I have one? No, I don't. Let me just think of one.
I'm going to start this one off then. Mine this week is a miniature.
I like it. Shut up, Henry. You just don't like
it. You're catching up with the rest of us, Dan, but we're still a bit behind. Okay. Nick, what's yours this week?
Oh, fuck.
No,
come back to me. I had it
okay,
then.
Okay, Ed, what's your one then?
Alright, my one for today is verisimilitude.
Oh, fucking hell. What does that mean?
It's the quality of appearing to be real.
That's very good. I love it.
I don't like it. Sounds good. I don't like it. Verisimilar.
It doesn't actually mean that something's real. It just seems like it is real.
Okay. Like X-Men 2.
Poetic. Like X-Men 2.
I just remember when I came out of watching X-Men 2 in the cinema, I remember saying to my dad, like, we were talking about how good the film was, and I said, oh, it looks really real, and that's kind of what...
Yeah. I just like how it sounds, verisimilitude.
I don't like how it sounds. I like the meaning.
Yeah, I think it's a recurring theme of Ed's. They sound like shit, but they've actually got good meanings.
Well, not tintinabulation, but
I liked how tintinabulation sounds.
Yeah, okay. That was one.
I didn't realise it was like a judging section.
Oh, yes.
Well, it is. I judge you in every segment, guys, so be wary of that. Anyway, I didn't have very much time to come up with my one-word haiku. Just now I've come up with it. Mine is atomic.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Oh, damn.
It's pretty atomic better than doesn't mine. Sound very good, and...
Atomic sounds amazing.
Depends how much you like hard Ks.
Well, I love them.
Do you have a pop filter?
Atomic.
What the hell was that? It sounded like a cat just like having a heart attack.
It was just quite a hard K, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Anyway. Oh no, Nick, what's yours?
I remember mine. It's not good though.
Just fuck it. Just fine. Throw it out there.
Ultimatum.
I love it. Nick, you are lord of the one word haikus.
I don't think it was that good.
Oh, so modest as well.
Off the back of the one word haiku section, I'd like to trial Dan's poetry corner.
Yay.
Oh yeah.
If the section is cut, it was bad. So,
well, in which case I think you should
leave in the build up, so if there's absolutely nothing, people know what happened.
Yeah. Okay, so I will now do a reading from Wiley's Can You Hear Me? IAAR.
Wow, it sounds good already.
Am I allowed to not listen?
It's one of the old poets?
Yes, this section is read traditionally by the poet Skepta.
Okay, don't know what this means, but carry on.
Wiley called me on the iPhone. He said, get my passport, told me to come through. Put your sun cream in your suitcase when I arrive, causing a heatwave too. Got my snapback and my vest on. Looking at the hot girl with the red dress on. Light skin with a beautiful body like Kim, so I had to get my Kanye West on. She told me she's feeling my jewellery. She said that she's in love with my Jesus piece. I told her to look again closely. It's not Jesus, baby. It's JME. I was like, baby, come over. I don't bite, girl. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. I don't bite, girl. Come a little closer. Thank you.
Well, that was beautiful, Dan.
I know it's just you reading out lyrics, but it's still amazing.
So are those real lyrics in a real song?
Yeah, it was. It's in the top 40 at the moment.
Oh, God.
Well, that really says it, doesn't it? No, I believe it thoroughly. I wouldn't be surprised if it's number one with
it's,
those kind of lyrics.
It's Wiley featuring Skepta, featuring someone else and someone else. It's like four people.
Never heard of them.
In it.
Well, that song really does sound, from what I've heard, that four people contributed to it rather than just one kind of half-witted retard. Yeah.
Well, there are four half-witted retards, so you know.
Well, they're probably less than half-witted if that was the final product.
But yes.
Does anyone else have a poem to contribute?
Don't steal my section. Onto the emails. Section.
Well, I've always got my section to try out if we want to have a go at that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What's Nick's section?
Introduce our section and give it a name.
Let's call it Nick's Danky Anime Corner.
Just wait. I'll write a jingle for it. Just let me go get my guitar.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
So yeah, basically, Ed, the summary of this is I'm going to pick an anime I've watched recently, or like a book I've read recently, or something I've watched recently, and I'm going to summarize it as fast and with least punctuation as I can.
Ah, so with zero punctuation.
But less funny and British, more just me speaking really quickly, and then you guys trying to guess what it's actually about.
Damn, that's what I really thought our podcast had needed more funny.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I've decided that I can't write a jingle for it because this is very unprepared and I'm kind of drunk. So.
Go.
It's probably a bad idea.
So here's the gist of it. I've got the Wikipedia page up only because I'm going to yell through stuff and I need to remember names, but I won't be reading the plot. I'll literally just be like speaking as quick as I can to try and get through it. Okay?
Well, I'll introduce it.
Okay, no, just give me a sec.
What was it called, Nick? Nick's Danky Anime Section.
Yeah.
And now here's Nick with his Danky Anime Section.
Okay, so I'm reviewing right now. It's Panic versus Stocking. It's all about these two angels that fall down from hell to go to the city of Dayton City, which is based on the name of it being about fallen angels. They want to go around having sex with each other and eating loads of food. But most of the time, it's all about this guy called Garbo, who's this big Afro priest, and he tells him to go kill these ancient ghosts, which are these evil people that go inside people, kind of like Thetans from Scientology. But there's also these bad people called Nisox and Scanty, who are also bad devils under the bad. Saying, of course, who is this big, bad, evil guy? They all fight each other with, using weapons. Scanty uses her briefs. Knee socks uses her knee socks. Panty uses her panties, and Stocking uses her stockings. It turns to swords, guns, scythes, and shotguns. Repentantly, they have a little pets called Chuck and Fastener, which they try and kill each other and have little people running sideways. And most of the way is literally they just fight aliens and kill people, and lots of sex happens. And
is that
was
all
it.
Of it.
That's pretty much the entire story.
I took so much from it.
Yeah.
I know what Panty and Stocking is about, though. I've seen it before. Okay. So.
What do you think it's about, Henry?
I have no idea. I think what I heard was angels that come from hell.
You
one's called Panty and I don't really know.
You said people from Panty and Stocking.
Oh, it's funny because I know what Nick said.
When... fighting ghosts in
all right, now I'll give
Dan
you the plot. Now I'll give you the plot from the actual storyline. The Anarchy Sisters, Panty and Stocking, are angels who were kicked out of heaven due to their bad behaviour. They are sent to Datton City, a pun on the Japanese word Datonshi, literally fallen angel, a place located on the border between heaven and hell, which is besieged by evil spirits referred to as ghosts. Under the watchful eye of the Reverend Garterbelt, the two are tasked with collecting enough heaven coins to buy the way back into heaven, by destroying ghosts using their powers, including the ability to transform their lingerie into weapons. However, Panty and Stocking are constantly sidetracked with their respective interests of men and sugar.
What the hell is this?
It sounds great.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It sounds like my kind of pineapple.
It sounds like I'd get very dirty from watching it.
No, it's not actually.
You would get dirty.
It's actually really not.
Really dirty.
It's very much the Japanese trying to make a American style anime. It's really weird, but really good. So what do you guys think of Nick's anime's dank anime corner dank?
Danky danky.
What do you think?
I think I'd give it 5 danks out of danky.
Damn.
It's,
wait, is that the same as a lose bag scale?
It's pretty dank danky.
No, completely different. I don't know, it'll probably be reoccurring.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't worry,
it was quite short.
It might, so, might
I think
not
that's the idea.
It might just be Nick's Dank Corner. It might not always be anime.
Okay.
Nick's Dank Corner.
I don't want to go on too much because one, I suffocate, and two, I slur a lot.
We have 40 minutes to do the reviews. Not the reviews, the emails. Let's do it.
Fine,
we'll
let's
do that
do
in no time.
Well, I do only have 40 minutes.
Because Nick has to go at 11.
Yeah, I go at 11.
Alright then. Moving right along.
I think we only have 3 emails this week, so this will be quite a short segment.
Maybe if they're questions, we should each answer them.
Then, well, okay, yeah, there are only 3 questions.
Okay, well,
emails!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know I'm back.
Oh, fuck.
I just brought his
ass. Forgot about that.
You can, as always, you can send your emails to thelosebag@gmail.com. You can ask us your questions on our Facebook at facebook.com/thelosebag. Or you can ask them on Twitter at thelosebag.
Yay.
Do it or I'll touch you inappropriately.
Right. First person writes in. The Bossatron 3000.
Yes.
Okay.
Our first cyborg or robot, I'm not sure. Dear Losebaggers, how come all butter croissants have ingredients that aren't butter in them? Keep up the good work, the Bossatron 3000.
I've no idea how to answer that because I've never even seen an all butter croissant.
We sell them in the store. I think it's basically just referring to the flavour, but that's quite a boring answer.
I thought the whole point of all butter was that it had butter in it.
But I don't even. It's just impossible
to answer that question.
Well, I'm going to say you're stupid. There is butter in them.
No, but they aren't all butter.
Yeah, he says. How can? Why do they say it's all butter if it's not all butter?
Well, it's like all butter shortbread. It's obviously not all butter.
But that doesn't really answer the question.
It's like what ingredient that should be butter is butter and not anything else. So not like half butter, half preservative.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess that's what it means. I guess that's the only thing we can come up with.
Yeah, but
it means
you couldn't really make a croissant or shortbread without butter.
Yeah, but it's all butter. That's what I'm saying. It's not like half butter, half. It's not. Can you believe it's not butter?
Oh, it's just the flavour is buttery.
Okay.
Well, I guess that answers that strange question.
Stupid robots.
Right.
On to the next question.
Jackie Chan's agent writes in.
Oh, Jackie Chan.
Oh my god, it's Jackie Chan's agent.
No, it's Jackie Chan.
Oh no, it's Jackie Chan's agent.
No, it's Jackie Chan.
Right.
Pretty sure it's Jackie Chan's agent. But carry on, Ed.
Well, if Jackie Chan's agent's email address is really jackiechansagent@gmail.com.
I'm going to be surprised.
Carry on.
And anyway, he writes in and says, "Dear Losebag, I'm Jackie Chan's agent. And me and Jackie were wondering if you could appear as a guest on the show." He goes on to say, "He has a variety of excellent qualities. He has a lovely smile. He is very lovable. He does all his own stunts," which is actually a surprisingly needed quality on the Losebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My stunt double was shit.
I know. Really uncooperative. Remember the one time in the Lost Episode 4 where our stunt doubles didn't show up and we couldn't release that episode because we weren't going to do the thing? Exactly. I was not going to take that leap myself.
No.
No.
I was going to eat those live rattlesnakes.
It's funny because it's quite true. The episode wasn't good enough to release. So.
Shame.
He's a cheap date. Gets drunk really easily.
Well, he's Asian, isn't he?
Thanks for your time, Losebag. We hope to hear from you soon. Jackie Chan's agent.
Do we want Jackie Chan on the show?
Yes.
Yes. Did you not hear his good qualities?
I used to watch a documentary where it's basically people following Jackie Chan around. It was called Jackie Chan's Adventures.
Yeah.
I love that show. I remember, one more thing.
And he seemed like a very interesting person on that. So.
Jackie? Yeah, but in the cartoon, he didn't look anything like Jackie Chan.
I thought he did.
Oh, that was a long time ago. He was younger then.
No, he's never looked like the cartoon.
I thought it was a good
like
cartoon representation of him.
I didn't think it was in the slightest.
Hey, Dan. Name 3 things that aren't Jackie Chan.
A bucket, a beach ball, and a tiger.
No. You didn't get the joke. Henry, name 3 things that aren't Jackie Chan.
I don't get the joke, Nick. I think it's a joke.
Ed,
you,
name
like,
3 things
your
that aren't
friends.
Jackie Chan. Ed? Ed? Ed?
Hang on.
Where did... Is he trying
Ed's
to find
looking
it?
Up, I
He's
think.
Trying to look at the joke. Okay, let's see if he can actually figure out what the joke is. I think I'm too internet for you guys.
You're too internet for us.
I think I am. So, I don't...
Right.
He's really having to rack his brain for this.
Ed, name 3 things that aren't Jackie Chan.
Right. Dan was close. It's a bucket. A beach ball, Jackie Chan, and...
Yay! The joke is the third thing's always Jackie Chan.
Why is that a joke?
Because 4chan.
What the fuck?
The joke is, like, any one of the answers could be Jackie Chan. It's like, quick, guys, name something that isn't Jackie Chan. 1, Jackie Chan. 2, Jackie Chan. 3, a bucket. Shit.
Wow. Well, that's excellent.
I'm sorry,
glad
guys.
You brought that to the table.
I'm sorry, guys.
Let's get on with the questions or the emails.
Okay.
We didn't actually... we all said we wanted Jackie Chan.
Yeah, well, that's kind of right. Obvious.
We'll get back to Jackie Chan's agent. but if you're listening, and I know you are...
Shine dong so wa kind dong, shine dong kind dong shang mao.
Oh, he's never going to come on now, is he? You just ruined it, Nick.
I'm talking to him in his native language. Do you
no,
speak Chinese?
He's racially outcast now because of
it's
you.
It's fine, we can edit it out.
I'm not going God. To, though.
Well, we just lost Jackie Chan. So next
well
week,
done, Nick.
And, well, all the next podcasts where Jackie Chan isn't in it, you know why. Thanks, Nick.
Butchered attempt at Chinese.
Well, name one, name three things that don't contain Jackie Chan. The lose bag.
The lose bag. And Jackie Chan.
Okay. Oh, well, I think that was correct. Anyway, one more email. One more thing.
Right. Annabelle Marvin writes.
Yay!
It.
Yay! Dog girl.
Good old Annabelle.
Danabelle.
Annabelle.
Oh. Right. Annabelle Marvin writes in and says, "Hey, Losebag. Annabelle here again. I was wondering what your favourite invention is and why." My favourite invention is the Samsung sound system because it allows me to blast episodes of The Lose Bag when we have street parties in my suburban neighbourhood. Keep up the good work, guys. Annabelle Marvin, aged 7.
Good on Annabelle.
I think Henry's is probably the Geotech headset.
No, it's definitely fucking not. That's probably one of my least favourite inventions.
My favourite invention is the Sega Model 2 circuit motherboard, which... ran Daytona USA.
Okay, well, that's a good answer, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's an answer.
That's like a boring answer. I could say the transistor, because without it we couldn't have computers. But it's not really that exciting, is it?
Where would we be without the Sega Model 2?
In a Daytona-less world, which I don't want to live in.
There wouldn't even
sounds
be
like
Daytona 2.
Dystopia. Be dystopia.
It's all over the place. Nick, what's your favourite invention or inventions?
Jackie Chan.
And why?
Because if there's three things that aren't Jackie Chan, it's buckets, inventions, and Jackie Chan.
Excellent answer. I'm sure Annabelle will be thrilled with that one.
Henry?
My favourite invention. Two of my favourite inventions that I bring up every now and then.
Whoa, two?
Oh, Jesus
well,
Christ,
Henry. I can't decide between them, but... One of the inventions is stairs, because stairs are great.
Well, no, stairs are just basically hills, but slightly easier.
But more angled.
Well, that's why they're great. I like hills, but they're not stairs, are they?
I think an escalator is way better. I mean, I know they're basically stairs.
I don't
like
escalators.
But
yeah, but you would need the stairs first to have an escalator.
Yeah,
but you need hills before you could have stairs.
Not really, but anyway.
Meh.
I love stairs. Because you feel like you get a real sense of achievement once you've climbed them.
Stairs.
That's not actually true.
I love
but,
every kind of stairs. I just want to climb all those stairs. I love every stairs.
Okay. And my other favourite invention is the pocket, because I would be lost without it.
No,
I use my pockets every
things
day.
Would be lost without it. You wouldn't be. The joke. Do you get it? Because
yes.
Things go in your pockets. Why is with you guys? Why am I not funny today?
What's with us?
It's because you kicked Jackie Chan off the podcast.
I didn't kick him. I tried to talk to him.
But in a very racist manner.
Ni hao ma Jackie Chan, sing bo shang mo.
That was kind of right and then racist.
Tao qin sing.
That's the first word. Hello.
Mongolian
I suppose, yes, Jackie Chan is correct.
So I got to just say Jackie Chan, Jackie Chan, Jackie Chan, Jackie Chan.
No, I think that's even worse. Anyway, I guess since we don't really have any answers to that question...
I said the transistor.
No, I said Jackie Chan.
Do you love the Transistor?
Yep, and I'm sticking with my Sega Model 2.
Okay, my actual answer would be a Tesla coil.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't like just massive amounts of lightning killing people?
Yeah, it's the first example of wireless electricity.
Exactly.
Okay, well, they're all good answers. Apart from any of them, actually, I don't think any of them are very good.
Wait, so you're saying the transistor is not a good invention?
It's not what I'm saying. I said the answer wasn't particularly entertaining.
What do you expect from me?
That's true. You're an entirely boring person.
I'm not an entertainer.
You're a borer. Okay.
That's why you got me on here, just to bring it down to a safe level.
Last week was too good.
Exactly. I had to come in here and make sure...
We never do that again.
Yeah.
We need to make a good podcast again.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of our emails. So what are we going to do now? I mean, I've got my list. I've got a few more things on my list to talk about.
I had a couple of things that I wanted to bring up, but they don't really fall under any category.
Bring up now.
We'll just talk about them now, I guess.
All right. Right. Some Asian guy.
Jackie Chan.
Possibly. No. You know those Transformer toys you had when you were little?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I had the animal Transformer ones, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were amazing.
Someone has built... Well, this toy company in Japan has built a working remote-controlled Transformer which drives around like a remote-controlled car.
Oh, my God.
And it can transform into a robot, and then you can, like, move its arms and legs and make it dance and move around.
God.
And
is it can fire... Is it full size, though?
No, it's it's 1/12 size.
Size of a house.
Still, I want 12.
I want it.
If you can load it up, put matches in its arms, and it fires them as projectiles.
God.
I'll put a link on the Facebook page of the video, because you watch that and you're just like, I want that right now. Why didn't these toys exist when I was like young enough to buy toys? If I buy it people will be like, oh, why did you waste your money on that?
The Transformer toy.
I wouldn't moan. Yeah. I would be envious.
But yeah, it looks so cool.
That's amazing.
Okay. So we're really going to be posting a lot on the Facebook page this week.
Yeah, might as well get some use out of it.
So, Henry, do you want to talk about something?
Let me just get up the necessary page on
Pornhub.
Not on Pornhub, no.
You just want to talk about this new technique you learned?
Oh,
called the Spanish Twisted Nail.
The Spanish Twisted Nail?
Whoa.
Yep.
I've got four things to talk about. Okay, choose a number, Ed.
2.
Ah, 2. Well, do you know what really grinds my gears?
References that are really annoying.
No. It was actually cycling, and the pun wasn't particularly intended to start with. Cycling. Cycling on campus is a pain in the fucking arse, because all the bloody students, all the other academics...
Yeah,
stumbling around.
They walk in the fucking road, basically, is the problem here. Because
yeah, but you said you cycle on the pavement, so surely there's no problem there.
I don't cycle on the pavement when I'm on campus, and I don't cycle on the pavement when there are people that are walking. Anyway, when we're on campus, they seem to completely forget that roads are roads, and cars go in there, and bikes go in there, and I almost hit them every day if I cycle. So
it's only a bike, why don't you just hit them?
I hit a little girl once, actually.
Oh, was she an academic?
No, she was a schoolgirl. She was walking along, and this was on the pavement.
Was she hot?
But the reason I hit her is because she wasn't looking where she was going, and I thought I'd teach her a lesson.
Yeah, but you were on the pavement.
Oh my God, how old was she?
I don't know, maybe 7.
Oh my God, you're horrible. So you're like pelting down the road, see a girl not looking, like, you know what, I'm going to teach her a lesson by crashing into her.
I didn't knock her over, I don't think. I didn't look back, I just hit her with my hand on the shoulder. It was kind of accidental.
A little 7-year-old. She is now scarred.
You're a horrible person.
I didn't look back. I just cycled on, I didn't look back.
Oh my God.
So yeah, but nowadays I cycle on the roads, but people walk in the roads, so I have to cut them up every single day.
Just drive into
in
them.
The hope that one day they'll learn their lesson.
Just hit one, they're bigger, they can take it. Not like a little 7-year-old.
No, I wouldn't want to hit them because it would delay me and I might fall off my bike and stuff.
Oh well, you got hair that'll bounce off. Protect your noggin.
Okay. So, Ed, what was the other thing that you had to talk about?
Right, No, I was just reading an article online earlier. And you know those 3D printers? They like print plastic sort of mechanized models.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's managed to figure out how to print a working pistol in them.
Right.
What?
Wow.
How?
Because it just, you can print out all the mechanisms and you sort of just...
I thought you meant it literally, like, so he made all the bits and then put the bits together.
No. The printers, they have plastic which is dissolves in water and some plastics which are the solids. So it can just basically print out the whole thing.
What?
You submerge it in water, then you got yourself a working gun.
What? That's amazing.
It does mean that now, basically, anyone who has these printers has the ability to just print off firearms.
I can't imagine that's...
You still need, like, ammunition of some sort.
You can just print out the bullets.
Really?
We're going to get gunpowder, your tip.
Well, no, you can get plastic guns.
I'm not sure quite how guns work.
Oh, you mean like an airsoft rifle? Wait.
Well, yeah, kind of.
But no, you still need air, though. So you mean like a pellet gun that shoots out BB bullets?
Oh, no, yeah, I guess you would need proper bullets. So,
and
yeah,
I don't think, the plastic would actually be able to hold that, because it's made out of metal for a reason.
It's like an explosion, isn't it?
Yeah. I think you're just going to have like a dead hand. That's still really cool. As soon as they invent like a metal one, that would be really cool, but... That's also at the same time, it's kind of like, oh man, you can print off nuclear weapons made out of plastic.
I remember when me and my brother were younger, we used to make like handguns out of card, and then there was a straw that stuck out the end of the gun, out the barrel of the gun, and it kind of came out above where your hand would be on the gun, and you'd like drink a load, you'd get a load of water in your mouth, and then you could just kind of spit it through the straw, and it would just shoot That's out like cool. that.
See, I wasn't poor, so I actually had a water gun.
We had water guns as well.
Doesn't sound that like was... it.
No, it sounds like we were in dire poverty. Well, not dire, obviously. We had cards and straws. And water is probably a big deal in dire poverty. But so, yeah, that's my childhood in a nutshell.
But no.
We made guns.
Printable guns. Really cool.
It doesn't... I can't... I'm looking on their website... Because the guys who are doing it has got a website called Defense Distributed. Because their idea is like, oh no, we're just finding a good way to uphold the, whatever it is, part of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or whatever.
Arms.
But yeah, the right to for everyone to have guns easily.
What a nonsense!
Isn't there sites where you can literally get stuff just printed off and then sent to you?
Oh yeah. Well, so you basically pay to use their 3D printer.
Yeah, you just literally pay. That's so people are going to start making guns now.
How much is it for a 3D printer?
They're pretty expensive, and well, I was about to say the ink. Obviously, it's not ink, but the stuff it uses, the cartridges or whatever, they're pretty expensive.
The blocks.
Just make a printer on Minecraft. It's much cheaper.
That's way more time consuming.
Though I found it hilarious at the moment. 3D printers started getting sort of big. The Pirate Bay now have a like category of their torrents where you can just download physical objects, and the first thing which was ever uploaded was a toy car, to like spit in the face of you wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah,
it's like you can torrent this model of a toy car off the Pirate Bay and then print it out.
That's pretty cool. Well, I looked up 3D printers on Google, and the first option in shopping is the UPI Plus personal portable 3D printer. And it's £1.20.
Right.
What? Yeah, but the next next one is £1,800.
Yeah.
What?
So I don't really know what the first
one
is.
I'm gonna get one for my house.
Why?
Why not?
What's the
so
point?
I can print off guns.
And then that don't work.
Yeah. But imagine one day we have to just print with metals and. Oh, the world is a scary place.
I'd rather just go out and buy a gun for $500.
Yeah, but we can't get guns in this country. Whereas you could download the gun off the internet and print it out.
That doesn't actually.
But we could just buy like a BB gun or an air gun here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Or you could straight up buy a knife, which is quiet, and you could hide that up your sleeve way easier.
Or you could buy one of them slingshots.
T-shirt cannons.
Like £20.
You get a slingshot and a knife. Combine the two things.
Whoa.
Dan suggested a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah, I heard. I'd ignored him. She was stupid.
You could have a catapult and razor blades. That would be quite fun.
Right, you take a t-shirt cannon and you fill that with knives.
Yeah.
Now we can have that conversation.
When I went to see a football match once at the Amex Stadium in Brighton, they had a t-shirt cannon and it hit someone in the face. And it looked really painful. Like, it really whacked them.
It killed more than Simpsons.
Oh yes, it did.
That joke just fell on flat ears. What is up with you people? Laugh at me.
Well, I didn't. Jackie Chan.
Is the answer something?
That's
something
why you can't
Jackie
be on the
Chan?
Podcast, Jackie.
All right.
Yes.
Apparently, the plastic guns they've got only work once, and you have to dispose of them after each use. So
what?
So at the moment, you've got a one-shot gun.
So it fires itself. Then it's built in with one bullet.
And no, it doesn't have a bullet because obviously they can't print gunpowder.
So you actually had to put a bullet in it.
Yeah, you put a bullet, you fire, and then it breaks.
And it breaks.
Yep.
Right.
Good start, though, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Seeing as you can get a plastic gun through the metal detectors pretty easily.
Not a bullet, though.
Oh, no. This is where the world's going.
Yeah, but
3D printers will destroy us.
Yeah, but you could put some gunpowder in one part of your watch, and then, like, you could, you know, there's a ways of getting around it.
Don't start talking about this, because we'll get terrorists listening to our thing now. I'm going, this is a good idea.
Hey, we need listeners. We need listeners. So,
not terrorists.
You know, talk on. If terrorism is the food of love, then talk on, Ed.
If terrorism is the... I don't understand. Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
Yes, let's wrap this shit up indeed.
Okay, well, that was episode 5 of The Lose Back. Tune in next week to find out my review of singles and what Black Power is all about.
I can't wait.
So it's goodbye from me. Goodbye from Henry.
Hello.
Not again. And Nick.
I'm not Jackie Chan.
And Ed.
Good night.
Goodbye.
This has been The Lose Bag, everybody.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?